It's America Weekend, my friend. Thank you for joining us here at the program. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I love to read business publications. If you listen to me, you know that. That's one of the things I like. I like food, I like wine, I like shoes, and I like business publications. One of my favorite is Inc. magazine. And why I like Inc. is because it's not just pure business. It's more of the psychology of business and how people work and how they are entrepreneurs. It's all of that and more. And I found an article in Inc. called Seven Simple and Powerful Ways to Motivate Yourself According to Science. So that's interesting, right? Because we're always looking for that special sauce to move forward, even when you feel down, even when you feel defeated, or you're just tired. How do you motivate yourself? Whether you own a business, you're working at a business, whatever it is, how do you keep yourself motivated? So there's this article that I found that outlines seven ways. So let's go through them together because I'm sure I know I'll learn and I hope you will as well. The first thing to do in one of the seven is to have a goal. And according to research, giving people specific goals rather than just take care of it or do your best will increase their motivation. So think about it. When you have a goal and you know what the deadline is, you know what the end game is, you are probably going to work harder and more efficiently to get to where you have to go. So having that goal is most important. Finding your passion. We all talk about finding the passion inside of us. We need to be motivated to do something that is important to us, not something that is just a business plan or something that you need to get done. Find a way to be motivated to do something that is you're passionate about, that does not bore you, and that does interest you. The third tip is to look at the upside, and that is to be optimistic. According to a neuroscientist, when you have an optimistic mindset, it changes what you do and how you do it every day. And that in turn affects what will happen down the road in the future. So when you make an effort to look at things in a more positive way, you're more motivated to pursue them. That makes great sense to me. Focus your efforts. We have to have priorities, of course, but when you focus your efforts on pursuing one or two goals at a time, it's much more productive. It's much more likely you'll achieve those smaller goals. So that makes great sense to me too. Number five item in this article is to bring like-minded people into your circle. So that influences your behavior. When you are with people who are motivated, maybe even more motivated than you, it's like playing tennis. You want to be with a better tennis player. You will tend to be more highly motivated yourself. So that's number five. Number six on this hit list is to be persistent. It's very easy to be demotivated, to feel down, to say, I don't feel like it, especially if something fails. You have to realize it takes many, many times and many tries before you succeed at a task. People tend to just give up very, very quickly. So if you fail, what you must do is try again. I know that sounds very cliched. It's been done before. We've heard it, but it really works. So being persistent is a key. And finally, in this list of seven, to reward yourself. A motivation expert says you get what you reward. When you take the time to really take in what you've done, to give yourself some credit, to appreciate what you have accomplished, then you will find yourself motivated even more to continue to move on, to find other projects perhaps that you want to be involved with. So all of these seven tips I think are really useful. And the article again is Seven Simple and Powerful Ways to Motivate Yourself According to Science. The author, interesting name, Peter Economy. He's the guy that wrote the article in Inc. magazine if you want to check it out. So I find it useful. I hope you did too. And I thank you for listening and for joining us here on America Weekend this weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, the program America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Dakota gardeners who like tomatoes shroud the plants with metal containers.
Always keep your rain gear with you. The weather can change so quickly.
Sunny sky to hail in minutes. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Sturgis Bound Bikers.
You can see a mammoth black cloud in the sky.
Interstate 90 and a half-hour blast back to camp.
Well, we're riding. You can see the clouds. Everybody's headed out of the Rapid City area to get to Sturgis because it's going to rain. And you can see a mammoth black cloud in the sky. And you know it's there. So we're headed out of town thinking we're going to miss it.
Took my rain gear out of the bike in the morning thinking the weather was perfect. Always keep your rain gear with you. The weather can change so quickly. By the time we actually stopped, we had Peace Hill. Hit me in the face and
American Biker Minute.
Waited it out, rode on.
Your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you play to win the game of life? Many people don't.
You see this in sports with underdogs. They get the lead. They may be as surprised as everybody else, and that's when it happens.
They start playing to not lose. Ironically, a loss is exactly what they usually get.
It's because they're playing a team that does the opposite. Their opponent keeps playing to win even when they're losing.
They see being down as a temporary condition, something they will overcome.
So many people today are playing to not lose. They're driven by fear and play from a position of weakness. Sadly, they'll remain stuck right where they are at best.
But you're a winner. You're driven by hope. So play to your strengths and you'll reach big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.